Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pastrnak shoots, he scores! David Pastrnak, a snapper from the right circle. That's 403. He's fifth all time in Bruins history all by himself. Here's Pastrnak, walks in, shoots, he scores! His second goal of the night and his fourth point of the evening. Bruins 6, Jets 3. And the horn sounds. The Bruins win. Hampus Lindholm, your game winner. That came in the second period and the Bruins pulled away in the third. They have now won 4 consecutive games.
Hasta la vista, baby, is pretty good.
Yeah, I guess we'll take it. I don't know. I was kind of caught off guard, but Pasta La Vista, baby.
Pasta La Vista, baby!
fine. We'll take it.
It's no Washington Monument.
No. It's fine.
Why, you don't like it?
No, I don't. I like fine. I don't love it.
I mean, look, we got a friend of the show, Drew Carter, on the program last week.
That's right.
We have Will Fleming quitting Twitter over. Where's his clock at, by the way?
Oh, we have till 4:22 today.
Yeah. We got another
all time in the world for
five plus hours on
for a big smile.
I'm affectionately calling since he had the issue with Will Clark earlier this year, the Will Clock.
Oh, the Will Clock?
Yeah.
Oh, I like
that. The Will Clock.
That's snappy.
That's really counting down. He's running out of room on that one.
Yeah, that's all right.
But anyway, that was Judge Surratt on the call. Pasta La Vista, baby.
Bruins are rolling.
He's back. McAvoy's back.
Yes.
McAvoy was a plus 4 last night, I think it was.
Yeah, it sounds right.
7 points in 2 games for Pastrnak. Another couple of goals last night. 2 goals, 5 assists. Last 2, Bruins have won, 4 in a row now. And it's not just Monty that they're beating up
right,
on.
Right.
That first period last night, Keith.
Yeah.
When you have
both Winnipeg's
those,
no good. But either,
no,
way,
they're
either
not.
Way.
But they're better than St. Louis. Watching that first period last night, it was a fun period where a million goal Bruins scored 3 goals and 240 whatever.
Pasta La Vista, baby!
To really put themselves out in front, like a fun period.
Yeah.
That's
power play going. Yep.
Not a Swayman game where they're winning that, which isn't as easy as it might seem with Corpy in there. But they get McAvoy and Pastrnak back, and for a while I'm going, what's wrong with this team? Why have they started to play down and hit a funk? And maybe they're just similar to the Celtics are finally playing the way we expected. We'll get to them in a moment. And now the Bruins are kind of playing the way we expected, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's overly simplistic, and maybe I didn't give it enough credit at the time, but you get Pastrnak back, you get McAvoy back. This is how they look.
Yeah, 100%. I think the number of games played with Lindholm and McAvoy is not very many games. And so they are a different team when they have both those guys out there. And so we'll see how long that lasts. You know, fingers crossed it can. Fingers crossed that you're going to have, McAvoy for an extended period of time. Because remember, we had no idea what the timetable was with him, right? Especially in hockey, when they put guys on IR, it's like 3 games, it's 30 games, it's like all over the map. And remember, they're talking like he should be good for the Olympics.
Olympics,
like, the Olympics, like the Olympics are in February.
His first game back wasn't for Team USA in the Olympics.
No,
honestly,
that
would have pissed me off.
But then I was thinking, like, all right, so that means like he's at least out for December. Yeah. If they're talking about that, and you're like, no, he's already back now. All right, so that's good to see, and he's playing well. You had him, he had big minutes. Hampus Lindholm out there, he's been super valuable. I still go back to that when he returned the last time and Marco Sturm basically like hugged and kissed him afterwards. He was like, thank God this guy's back. So sort of showing you how important he thinks he is. So when they have a full squad, they're not a, you know, gagging for Gavin type of team. I still don't know if they're a playoff team, though. Like, I think when it all kind of shakes out, they are starting to catch up. They've now played the same number of games as Detroit, but every other team in the division has played fewer games. So, like, those, once those games get made up, they could still get passed by. No, but they are overall doing better than I would have expected.
No, for sure. Did you see, since we brought up the Olympics, this just jumped back into my head, did you see, like, they're having massive problems with, like...
They're like, if the ice is bad, we're not playing. You're like, well...
It's not even that. It's the rink's too short.
The rink's...
Small rink.
The rink's not the right size. Small rink. I mean, who among us?
Yeah, well...
You know, let's not rink shame.
How are they measuring it?
Yeah, it's cold in there. It's a rink. It's cold
freezing.
In there.
Freezing. Although, from
but now they're all upset about the ice, too, right? Or, like, what the ice might be? From what I read, I was just trying to pull it up quickly. I don't even think they can make the ice yet. They don't even have, like, all the materials and supplies and everything else to, like, even make the ice to know what it's going to be like. And so,
but correct me if I'm wrong.
Long story short, there may be no NHL players in the Olympics.
I think there will be. And so this is what I feel like. Every time there is an Olympics outside of the United States or, like, a World Cup outside of the United States, you get all these stories about how the venues aren't ready, this, that, and the other thing's a mess, this is a disaster, they're destroying this, this won't be ready. I feel like they all end up going off, right? They all end up working somehow.
I mean, no? NHL players are the ones that don't, right? Were they in the last Olympics or was it two Olympics ago?
Oh, no, but that was but they played hockey in the Olympics. Well, they made the decision not to send the NHL players.
No, there'll be hockey in this Olympics, I bet.
Oh, yeah,
but, like, is it going to be NHL players?
But they didn't pull them because of the rink last time. They knew going into it they weren't going to send – they did, like, I think maybe even took two Olympics off, right? But that was the plan all along. It had nothing to do with, like, rink size. I'm just saying you always hear about – Olympics. Remember when there was like the thought about coming to Boston and everybody was like, hell no. It's because like you tear these cities upside down and then the Olympics show up, the Olympics leave, and then you're left with nothing. And then you end up just boarding up these buildings.
It's a
mess.
Big giant grift. Yeah.
But you hear about it like the swimming pools aren't ready, or you hear about it like the track and field stadium's not ready. But then I feel like they end up getting it together somehow, some way. So, but I know I did read those stories about how there might not be hockey, but my guess is there will be hockey.
Okay. Well, at least it's not McAvoy's first game back.
No, that's true.
He comes back last night. Big lift for the Bruins. He almost scored, but big lift. They win 6-3. One more game on the road trip at Minnesota, which is Winnipeg South.
Yeah.
And then they're back
home.
They're
a better
team. Yeah, no, they are. But, like, you already look at it. Pretty successful road trip. I mean, they're going to be successful trip no matter what, I guess, even if they drop this final game. And so when they're healthy, you start to wonder again what the Bruins actually are. And I have a tougher time figuring them out because they played so many more games than everybody else. Their standing within the conference always looks inflated to me, or within the division always looks inflated to me. But when they're healthy, maybe this is what they're going to be, and they are going to be a playoff team. Because was it two days ago on the crossover with Hart?
Yeah, we're like, no.
Yeah, we're like, they're not a playoff team. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, now that McAvoy and Pastrnak are here, maybe.
Going into the season, what was it to make the playoffs? Plus 400?
Yeah, like 340 or something like that.
Yeah, they did not expect it. But even we looked a couple weeks ago, Greg Wyshynski was breaking down the entire division, and they were like, they're the worst team in the division. I'm like, really? Because now, even if you say, let's say all these teams win all their games in hand, which is no guarantee, but just for the sake of argument, if they win all their games in hand, they're not all going to pass the Bruins by. The Bruins are still there. But I think when you're looking at it, like, do you think Toronto and Florida, for example, the rest of the way
are going to stink?
Are going to be worse than the Bruins?
No, this is
probably
why this is why we never did. Maybe it came up briefly here and there, but we never were like, oh, man, the Bruins have the Leafs pick. Like, I mean, it's another first-round pick, but that's not going to be a good pick at the end of the day.
I feel like they're probably going to turn it around. And we're not at the halfway point yet. We're getting close, right? The Bruins have played 32 games. A lot of these other teams in the division have played 30. So it's a good sample size. And so the Bruins are ahead of where I thought they would be. But it's, I don't know. I still wouldn't feel confident betting on them to make the playoffs. I think there's enough teams below them that aren't playing great and could turn it around.
By the way, here's a good example of one of the things that was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Weren't they supposed to swim in the Seine in Paris? Weren't they supposed to swim in that and then... They had all kinds of, like, fecal matter in there.
Oh, yeah, they had poop, but I feel like those events didn't get canceled. Didn't they put them,
put them
somewhere else?
They canceled them. They didn't swim in the river.
I thought they sectioned off a part of it that was
Did they swim in the
Yeah,
river?
They did. They didn't, like, I don't think they've canceled events. They might have,
they didn't
like,
move them, like, somewhere else. They didn't move them inside.
A little bit of poop in the water. Swim faster.
Get away from it.
Wait, so they swam in the poop river? I don't remember. You're the Olympics guy. I'm not the Olympics
part of the poop river.
I think Nick
might be right about that.
I thought they sectioned off a part of it, and it was like, this part's good. Don't worry about it.
No, that's how rivers work. It's dirty upstream, and it's dirty downstream, but that one area in the middle, definitely clean. That water's not flowing through there, so don't worry about it. That's totally how rivers work.
Yeah, I guess that was twice. It looks like there's been two different issues. There was in
Brazil,
Rio,
right?
Rio in 2016, then they said Paris in 2024. There was they needed some cleanup in order to get those things going.
All right.
I know.
617-779.
You could probably row in there.
You could do that.
The water stink.
You could kayak a little bit or something.
What was that, Nick?
The water stink.
It's from the Rio Olympics.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, that guy's from the Rio Olympics.
He wasn't lying.
That's trying to make the ice in Italy is what that is.
Yeah.
Our pal Mark in Medford wants to discuss the Bruins, as he usually does. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. How's it going?
Good.
Well, if you would have told me at the beginning of the season after 32 games that the Bruins would be in first place and Toronto and Florida would be where they are, I would say you were nuts. But I do know that, you know, Tkachuk and Barkov are out for Florida. But, man, they're bad. They're really bad in Toronto. That's like a team without a country right now.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to stay as bad as they are. Like, ask me what's more likely, the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Bruins as a playoff team? I'd probably still say Toronto. Now, they've played two fewer games than the Bruins. They're, what, 5 points back?
Uh-huh.
But my guess is they're still more of a playoff team than the Bruins at the end of the day, which is why I never went hog wild about that pick. It's an extra first-round pick.
Yeah.
But people were acting like it might be top of the lottery or something like that, which
is silly.
It's
not just the division. It's so early to look at the standings, obviously, but the wild card teams right now would both be from the Metro. So if you look at the whole Eastern Conference as a whole, it seems like the Atlantic is down. But they might only get three playoff teams.
That's
true. You got to look at it that way, too.
Also, they're technically not in first place right now.
No,
they played one more game than Tampa, but I get Mark's point.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Celtics, to me, I thought were a little easier to figure out until last night.
Yeah, what happened there?
Well,
actually, it was pretty clear what happened.
Okay, they were cruising against Milwaukee. They were up double digits in the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
Looked like they were going to do what they do again. Milwaukee's been horrendous without Giannis. I think prior to last night, they only had one win without Giannis. They were above 500 with him, so they've been like a completely different team without him. Unlike the Celtics, who, by the way, don't seem to miss Tatum at all, but I digress. They lose by 15 last night. They get outscored 27-13 in the third quarter. They couldn't make a three.
Oh, they went icy cold. They were talking about it on the broadcast. I think they missed 16 consecutive threes to start the second half. And Scal's like, I know there's been worse, but like it doesn't feel like it. Basically, it was like, I don't remember it being like this bad. It like didn't matter who was shooting them. And then by the end, when it was all said and done, they went 14-49. From three. Sam Hauser has never looked worse. Sam Hauser was
not a good game
0
for Hauser.
Of 9 from 3, 0 of 10 from the floor.
That was another, they were joking about that on the broadcast, which they don't normally joke about how crappy guys are.
He's like, he's the worst.
And they're like, Hauser, it was his homecoming, it didn't work out. This was one you could throw in the garbage.
Especially when your one thing that you do is shoot, and he couldn't do it last night.
Scal and our guy Drew.
That was a tough go. It was a tough watch because that third quarter, they just melted down. They scored, what was it, 67 points at the half. They came out and scored 13 in the third quarter. Just like couldn't throw it in the ocean and then weren't doing anything differently. And then they allowed the Bucks, led by Bobby Portis and Kevin Porter Jr.
Okay, so this is what I was just going to say. Is this a game you throw out? Because the Bucks got hot in the third quarter, Portis couldn't miss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuzma had a good game. Kuzma, triple-double for Kevin Porter Jr.
Do you remember the Kevin Porter Jr. story, by the way? So I found it odd that
I don't think so.
So Jaylen Brown and Kevin Porter, they like hugged each other before the game.
They had a big embrace at the end of the game too.
So
I noticed that. I don't know what their backstory is, but I saw they had a big hug at the end of the game.
So I'm the WAG guy. So you remember the WNBA player that Jaylen Brown took to the ESPYs?
Yes.
So she has like a hard to pronounce name, but she used to go out with Kevin Porter, and then he got arrested for like a domestic thing involving her. So I was like, what is this going to be like? Because we talked about it, I think, last year when it happened. But no, they were like hugging each other before and after the game. And that guy had the game of his life. He was insane. He was all over the place. Triple-double. He was
hitting shots and dancing around after he hit him.
How about Bobby Portis, though? Like, getting in Jaylen Brown's face. And, like, he was all kinds of fired up. So, yeah, they on the one hand, I guess you could say, like, hey, it's a one-off and you got really cold. But on the other hand, it's like, you were up big. It was a very winnable game against the Bucks without Giannis. Like, I don't know. I think that's one you'd like to have back. I wouldn't say it's as bad as, like, the Utah Jazz loss or the Brooklyn Nets loss.
No.
But it's pretty bad. I mean, that's a below 500 team, and you'd already played most of the game where you had this big lead.
What I think is annoying about it is they had been shooting less threes. Terp told us this a couple of weeks ago. I was yelling at him. Terp was right.
Yeah.
They had started to shoot less threes. They still shoot a ton of them compared to the rest of the league, but they're down from a year ago, and you wonder if what was happening early in the year, Missoula was starting to adjust a little bit. Last night was just, you know, cover your eyes and huck again. I'm not saying they were all bad shots.
Yeah.
But 49 threes attempted last night is up for them, and they weren't making anything. And I was kind of hoping they were past that,
mm-hmm.
which maybe was foolish on my end. But I was kind of hoping they were past that where, hey, the threes aren't falling. We don't need to keep forcing them. Like, we have other guys who can score. We have other ways to score and other opportunities. It is still the Bucks, to your point, on the other side. And, yeah, I don't want to let them off the hook for a loss like that. I know Scal was doing some of this. We were joking about it yesterday. It's like, yeah. Oh, they haven't played in a while. They're rusty. It's like, well, when they play too much, you complain. When they don't play enough, you complain. Like, what's the Goldilocks zone
where
it's the right amount of games?
Every 2 days.
The Bucks are horrible.
Days.
You were well-rested. You were up by double digits in the second half. You shouldn't lose that game. And the fact they just kept blindly hucking threes and miss after miss after miss, and they failed to alter it and adjust, bothered me watching.
And it showed you another way to win, too. And I don't think that the Celtics are going to drastically change what they do. But the Milwaukee Bucks in that third quarter, they outscored the Celtics 27-13. The Bucks made two threes. So even though they were down and needed to climb back into the game.
Porter started making it in the fourth quarter, I guess. That's true. That's when he started.
Yeah, he started to make some. But even for the game, like, the team didn't make a ton of threes. But that third quarter where they really turned the game around, they were still going to the basket, hitting a bunch of twos. They got to the free throw line a little bit. And that was actually Kyle Kuzma had a big quarter, too, in the third. But that's what we're talking about. Like, Kuzma and Bobby Portis and Kevin Porter, and they're just kind of taking it to you, and you had no response. And it seemed like they would miss a three at one end. It would start to pile up, and now you're like, oh, my God, another missed three. But then defensively, and the Bucks did hit some, like, tough shots, but they also, I don't know, like, they weren't as locked in, the Celtics, on defense.
Text line says, holy hell, Jones, they don't miss Tatum. How are you saying that after this loss? All I was saying is the Bucks have been truly horrific without Giannis.
It's a good way of looking at it.
They're now 2-7 without Giannis with the win last night, a game the Celtics should have won.
Here's how
the Celtics are 15-10 without Tatum, and they won playoff games without him last year. That's all I was saying.
Well, they won one.
They won two. They beat Orlando last year too. They won a game against the Knicks.
Oh,
they won an early game against Orlando.
But Tatum, it's almost like the Patriots without Brady that year, and then the Bucks are the Colts without Manning.
Yes,
it's what it is. It's like, oh, you have nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, at least the Celtics have Jaylen Brown and they have some other stuff and they could be competitive and pretty good. Yeah, no one's going to pick them to win the whole thing without Tatum. But, yeah, they're not just, like, going to a shell like pretty much the Bucks have done without Giannis.
617-779-7937. We will get to the Will Fleming clock. We're calling that the Will clock is what we're doing.
I think we're 5 hours away, right?
We are less than 5 hours. Oh no, you're right about 5 hours.
His tweet was
after 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
so you're right.
Yeah.
For Red Sox fans to smile,
it's quiet. Maybe too quiet.
It is interesting. Like, what are we actually rooting for? Are we rooting for the Red Sox to do something in that window? Are we rooting them to do something but it's really embarrassing and minor? Or are we rooting for a move, like a big move, just after the end of the clock? Save your thoughts on that.
I have thoughts.
I want to get back into it. You proposed this before the show. It's a good question. Like, what are we actually rooting for when it comes to Will Fleming's prediction? Some updates from Sean McAdam on the Red Sox not wanting to spend long term, which I think we could all deduce on our own, but we'll catch you up to speed on that. 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday. We got Keith's Keys, the Pats and Bills coming up at 1. Week in review at 12:45. Mike and Wenu on the way on a Patriots Friday. Plus, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's the Friday 4-Pack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.